Life is full of changes. A couple of weeks ago, after the Sunday after September 11th, I spoke on how that act of terrorism had changed all of our lives forever. But this morning, if you can, I want you to put those acts and those comments aside. And I just want you to think about how even before September 11th, and even with the tragedy, even without the tragedy that happened then, how all of our lives are just jam-packed full of changes. I got to spend a little time with Bev at the hospital yesterday. In fact, I hadn't got to see her all week, and so I got there about noon, and we ended up visiting until about 4 or 5 o'clock, and I apologized when I left. I said, all the pastor's books that you read say you're supposed to pop in and spend about 15 minutes and not overstay your welcome. But she was there by herself, and Larry and the kids didn't get there till later. So I just stayed, and we talked. And we talked about the church, and praise God for the church. And we talked about some of the changes, a lot of the changes that we've seen in the church. The church will be 15 years old come February. And we've seen many, many changes in our church. But I think if you would stop and reflect a moment and you would think back over the past 15 years of your life, that you've also seen many changes in those 15 years. All of us have gotten older in those past 15 years. Some have lost loved ones in those 15 years. In some cases, our kids have grown up, left home. In some cases, gotten married, and in other cases, have brought grandchildren on to the scene. In those 15 years, some have changed jobs, and some have retired. Some have changed houses, many have changed cars, and many, your health is a lot different today than it was 15 years ago. And so our life all of our lives are lives full of changes. Now, one of the things that we talked about yesterday is you have a tendency to ask why, especially when changes that aren't good happen in your life. Why? And we talked a little bit yesterday that one of the reasons that God allows changes to come into our lives is so that we will continue to know that we need Him and that we should depend on Him. In Psalm 55:19, the Bible says, "Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God." If everything stayed the same, if everything remained constant, if nothing changed, all of us, sooner or later, would forget God. We'd begin to take Him for granted. We'd forget that we need Him, and we'd forget to depend and lean upon Him. So God allowed changes to come into our life, both the good ones and the bad ones. He allows changes to come into our life so that we'll remember that He's real, that He exists, that He wants to help us make it through life, and that we need to depend on Him and to lean on Him. And I dare say there's not a Christian in this room this morning that if you haven't, that if you're right with God and you're staying close to Him, that you are depending more on God this morning than you did on the last Sunday in September 15 years ago. Too many things have happened in our life for that not to be true. And so this morning we're a more dependent people upon God than we were 15 years ago. And to that I say praise the Lord. I mean, praise the Lord. He's accomplished in our life what He wanted to accomplish by bringing changes into our life. But this morning, I don't want to concentrate on that. This morning, I want to say that I'm glad we have a God who never changes. Who never changes. In our scripture reading this morning from Psalm 102, Brother Chuck read it, you follow along. The psalmist says, "Lord, You've laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of Your hands." But he says, "I know that they're going to perish. They're not going to endure forever. They're going to wear away like a piece of clothing wears away. And You're going to change them like we do an article of clothing." The earth has changed and the heavens change almost every day. The clouds are in a different pattern. And God dresses it every morning and changes it. But the psalmist says in the last verse, but thou art the same. God, you never change. The earth changes and the heavens change and we change and the circumstances of our life change. But I'm so glad, and I join with David to say, I'm glad that God doesn't change. He's the same, always and always and always. Our life is full of changes. Families change. Our friends change. Circumstances change. But God never does. In Malachi 3:6, the Bible says, for I am the Lord. I change not. And of all the characteristics that make God, God, one of the sweetest ones to me is that He is immutable. That's a $15 word that means He never changes. He never changes. We can all look back in our lives. And we could all list hundreds of changes that have occurred in the past 15 years. But I got some news for you this morning. It ain't over yet. I mean, if you stay living beyond today, there's some more changes that are going to come. There'll be changes that occur in your life tomorrow. There'll be changes that occur in your life next week. There'll be changes in your life that occur next month. And there'll be changes, if the Lord tarries, that will occur in your life next year. And our lives will change as they go forward. Our circumstances will change as our lives go forward. Some of our health will change. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next year. But I have some good news for you. Tomorrow, God will not change. And next week, God will not change. And next month, God will not change. And next year, God will not change. It tells us over and over and over in the Bible that our God is the same, always and forever. Always has been, always will be. In James chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And we've talked about that verse before. If you think about a fluorescent light and how it gives light, there's a filament that goes through that light that vibrates, that flickers. And what this verse said, that's the same word that word variableness conveys. It says, we have a God that doesn't flicker. I mean, He doesn't vibrate a bit. He's the same. He doesn't change. His Word will not change. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The Holy Spirit will not change. And Jesus Christ will not change. Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. We sing that little chorus sometimes. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. And He doesn't change. And I'm so glad that our Savior doesn't change. This morning, I want to remind you of four things about Jesus that doesn't change. That haven't changed, that won't change, that will not change about Christ. Number one, His mission will not change. His mission will not change. Jesus came into the world with one mission, and that was to save sinners. And that mission was ordained before the world, the foundations of the world were laid. It was carried out when He was born of a virgin. It was carried out as He lived His life. And as He stands before sets before the Father on the right hand of God in heaven, that mission has not changed. In Matthew chapter 9, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, when the angel was talking to Joseph, he said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus, speaking in Matthew chapter 9, said, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He said, that's why I came. I didn't come to take care of the well people. I come to take care of the sick people. I didn't come to call the righteous to repentance. I came to call the wicked to repentance. In Luke chapter 9, verse 10, he said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, I heard there's a new TV program coming out this season. You know that I don't have a TV, so I don't watch TV. I don't even turn it on when I go into the hotels. If there's a football game, I might check it a little bit to see who's winning. But I don't usually turn it on. But I heard there's a new TV show where they've taken people and they set them down in some spot in the world, and the task is to find their way home. When they set them down, they don't know where they are, and they have to figure out how to get back home. Now, I think with enough time that any of us in that situation could find our way back home. It may take some of us longer than others, but if we were blindfolded and took somewhere in this world, I mean, even in the jungle in Africa, sooner or later, we could find our way back home. I know that a dog can do that. I know I've had occasion, and Clint can attest to this because he dog sat for me for a long time, he and Wanda. But I got a dog that if he gets out, he'll explore the neighborhood. I'll have no idea where he is. And sooner or later, I'll go to the front door, and he'll be there sitting on the porch, hungry, ready to come back home. I mean, dogs can do that. But there are some animals that if they wander away from the tribe or from the flock, can never, ever find their way home. And sheep are an animal like that. Again, I haven't had any personal experience with sheep, but I've read about them. And sheep are dumb. I mean, they can be following the... Flock? Flock, thank you. They can be following the flock, and if they get turned around and wander off, they do not have the innate ability to find... That's God's method. It's for us to go and tell other people about our Savior. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for being a God that never changes. Thank you for being always the same in this life of change. Not only the changes that have occurred since the September the 11th, but the changes that have occurred all of our life. Thank you for being an anchor point. Thank you for being a harbor that we can go to and know that you're always, always, always the same. Father, I would pray for those that might be here this morning that have never received Christ as their Savior. They don't know what it is to have their sins forgiven. They don't know what it is to have a personal relationship with their Creator. They don't know what it is to have a future secure in heaven. And I pray this morning that they would see their sin, how it separates them from God, how Jesus took all that sin and paid for it on Calvary, and how he invites them this morning to come be a part of his family, to come home. And so I pray, Father, if it's a man or a woman, a teenager, here and never made a decision to believe in Jesus, I pray that right now they would. I pray they right now would just say to you in their own words that they know they're a sinner. They know there's a penalty for that sin, but they're trusting Jesus and nothing else to take care of it. And then, Father, I pray for the many Christians that are here. Help us to rejoice once again that you loved us enough to die for us. But, Father, also challenge us, as Terry did in the song a moment ago. This could be the year or the day that Jesus comes. We don't have much time left to tell the lost world about Christ. And I pray that we get busy and use the opportunities that we have, great opportunities in these days, use the opportunities that we have to stand up and not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, to tell other people. bless the invitation. If there's those that are here that just need to come and spend some time with you at the altar this morning, I pray they do that. If there is somebody here that needs to receive Christ, I pray they come and let us help them make sure they've done that. Whatever other reason people have, Holy Spirit, whatever you're speaking to them about, I pray they take care of it this morning. Bless this time of invitation. We'll give Jesus all the glory. For it's in His name we pray. Amen.